I was sharing with some people that we're already in eternity. We're living already an eternal life right now. Just because, you know, we're in a carnal body and a carnal flesh, it doesn't mean that we're not living eternal. I mean, eternal doesn't start when you die. How many of us realize that we were already in an eternal life before we even came here? You see, God knew us prior to even entering the earthly realm. How many of us understand that part? Okay, so if we were already up there in heaven and God already knew us in that eternal realm, did it stop? Mm-mm. It's the knowledge of the eternal realm stopped, but the eternal realm didn't stop. And it's going to continue to keep going on and on because it's in the eternal realm. And this realm that we're living in, the earthly realm, it'll be over in a matter of minutes. It's like a twinkling of an eye. Poof. Over. Done. And God has already orchestrated your life. If you really want to understand what I'm saying, because I'm going to take Jesus as an example. Before Jesus came on earth, before he even entered Mary's womb, there was a council in heaven that voted for him to come down and do a specific job. Has anyone ever read that portion in the Bible? Oh, good. Wonderful. Where they were like, well, who's worthy to go? Who's worthy to go? And then the council of heaven turned around and pointed and said, him. He's worthy to go. I want you to know that the council of heaven already appointed you a life. Has already appointed your life. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Already appointed it. With that being said, as you were created and formed, now I spoke about this many a times before, the master potter, and we're just the clay. Well, when he formed you, not only did he form you, but he put his life that he has for you inside of you. And he placed those directions and those laws, basically like a roadmap to follow, on your heart. And as you began to grow, that, I guess, roadmap or what have you, that law, the commandments that are written on your heart, began to start taking form. And we have a destiny that is ahead of us, and I really don't believe that we have to fight. The spiritual world is opposite to the natural world. And I think some of us heard this before. It's contrary to our thoughts. For example, you have to humble yourself in order to be exalted. Has anyone ever heard that before? Okay. You have to give in order to receive. So there's a complete opposite of our thinking. And right now, we think we got to fight to succeed. Amen? Most of us think that way, maybe not all of us, but you know, if you don't think that way, well then I'm going to say that you're well advanced. Because 99.9% of us believe that we really need to fight for what we need. We need to really fight. Now, I'm not talking about working hard at things. I believe that we are all naturally hard workers. I mean, it's you just do your best and you keep doing your best and hope for the best. But at the same time, we fight more in our carnal minds than anything. Not actually fight like this, but in a carnal way, we literally fight. And we make these battles constantly go on and on and on. I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this and I got to do that. How many are like that? How many really put themselves through a lot of trouble saying that they have to do this and they have to do that and they gotta. Okay. I hope that we can start settling ourselves down and come into God's rest and understand that the life that he has given us has already been appointed. And if that life has been already appointed, then we should be able to enter into this rest. Now, I truly believe that when we begin to follow this law that has been put on our hearts, this is literally the righteousness of God. You know, not our righteousness, but the righteousness of God. How many of us want to feel good and look good and have this thought of accomplishing things and all that other stuff? How many of us are here like that? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. We all want to look good and achieve big things and all that. I believe that we're established in glory already. God has set a glory in us, and we're going to continue to walk in and achieve into a realm of glory after this life. But we want to be able to feel that sense of glory already. And it's God's design for us to come into righteousness, to be a good person. How many of us always want to just be a good person? Just try to do the right thing and be a good person. Okay, well, that's a form of glory. That's a sense of glory. And we long for righteousness. We want to feel good. We long for righteousness. If we don't long for righteousness, we're not right upstairs in our head. You know, we long for that. That's our nature, is to long for righteousness. But we may not understand what righteousness is. And that's why a lot of people would go into, doing really good deeds. And I'm not saying that don't stop doing good deeds and stuff like that. I mean, do them according to your heart. If your heart feels as though that you need to do good deeds and go out and feed the poor and go, you know, take care of the elderly or, you know, adopt all the children of the world and, you know, raise funds for the needies and stuff like that. That's all good if your heart is put into that place. It's the nature of us. And we're all dying to look for righteousness. We're all dying to look for that goodness and that approval of glory. How many of us are feeling that way? You know, you want to look good, you want to do good, you want to make sure you do good for others. It's just our nature. Well, there's a life that God has given us that is not burdensome. And if we're feeling burdened, if we feel as though that we're being burdened, we need to understand this message so that we can come to a place of peace and feel comfortable and have the enjoyment and the fullness of life. To be able to come to a place of knowing who you are. And I feel that most of, I'm going to say, the world, around the world, is lost and not sure who they are. And if I asked even you that are here today and those that are listening, do you know who you are? I mean, do you have this confidence inside? And if you come to a place of saying, yes, I know who I am, then you're actually entering into the righteousness of God. You're entering into his glory. Because his glory and his righteousness is the confidence of knowing who you are. Without a shadow of a doubt, yes, I know who I am. I know my purpose, I know my convictions, I know my call, I know what I need to do. How many of us, even right here, and we can be honest, are unsure of themselves? Am I doing the right thing? Am I, really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Well, that in itself is a sign or an example of being lost. And we shouldn't be walking around feeling doubtful. When we walk around feeling doubtful, what tends to happen is your righteousness begins to be blemished. You don't feel good about yourself. You don't feel as though that you are accomplishing that realm of glory that we're made up for. And we're not in, I want to say, right standings with God. And it could even be just a matter of changing the way you're thinking. Stop doubting. Wait a minute. What is your heart saying? What is your inspiration? What is your unction? What is your ambition in the sense of your feeling? This is life. I want us to dig deep to try to find out life. When I said earlier that we're in eternal, we're already in an eternal life. We're already in an eternal life. There's dimensions that we're entering into. We already had one dimension that we were in before we came here. Now we're in another dimension. It's called the earthly realm. And then we're going to go into another dimension, which is we know as heaven. You know, when we die and leave this earth and we go into another glorified body. And I shared this earlier with some individuals. Before we came here, we were in a glorified body, weren't we? We were in some form. I don't know what kind of form, but we were in some form. If Council of Heaven recognized, send him, he's worthy, then that means that we were in some form, right? Okay, and then we came down on earth, and then we took on another form. And that form actually grew from a little baby, from a little embryo, seed, and whatever you want to call it, into a baby. And then from the baby, it grew, and that even that form kind of changed. I remember I sure didn't look like this when I was 6 or 7 years old, right? And then when I turned into a teenager, I looked different. And then when I got to be this age, I really looked different. But we transformed. And then when we go to leave this earth, we're going to go to another body. Because here's another example. When Jesus rose from the dead and he walked the earth for 40 days, they didn't even notice him. He was unrecognizable. He even went to Thomas, and Thomas had to stick the fingers in his hands in order to see if he was who he was, because he was that unreckonable. So, you know, God has a life for us, and that life will continue to go on, and he made us, and he's the master potter, and because he's the master potter, and he made us, should we question? Has any of us ever questioned, what am I doing here? Do I have to do this? You know, why am I stuck? You know, I wish I was a male or a female or a different nationality or born to another different country or whatever. We're always questioning or maybe unhappy with who we are. And as we move in life like that, the more we are not happy with who we are and happy of what's going on in our lives and not happy, and we don't really receive the facts. It is what it is. I'm married to this person. I have these many children. You know, this is my life. You know, I'm formed this way. I'm this ethnic group or I'm that ethnic group or I'm this color or I was born in this nation. When we question and we're unhappy, we go further and further deeper, I want to say, and you know, don't take this the wrong way, but it's literally like sin. It's out of the righteousness of God. And the more that we are unhappy with what is going on, we're being deprived of the life that God has given us. The more we enter into this doubtful life. Why this? Why that? And we don't accept things. we begin to be divided. We get divided from God's righteousness. And that righteousness of God is a peace and a happiness, a joy. Listen, I don't care if I'm scrubbing the bathroom floor in God's will. And in God's will could be as simply as just accepting it and not doubting. Yes, I'm supposed to be doing this. This is exactly my call, washing this floor. And something supernatural begins to happen. You enter into righteousness. You enter into a happiness and a peace and a joy. You enter into this place. And then you renew your thoughts and say, no, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. The question that we have a lot of times, or in our own hearts, is we're stuck there forever. You know, if we can just be grateful and happy for the moment that we are exactly at, start changing the way we're thinking, I might just be washing that floor for one day. And then next thing you know, get a promotion because they saw how wonderful I washed that floor. But if I doubted myself and I took myself out of the righteousness of God, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? This is nonsense. You know, I shouldn't be doing this. And, oh my goodness. And oh my, you know what? Might be stuck there for another 10 years. Maybe 20 years. Maybe I never get out of that bathroom washing that floor. I want us to realize something. God has a glory set for you. And our glory is being stolen. Our glory is being stolen because we're not really coming to a place of accepting ourselves in the realm that we're in right now. How many of us tend to murmur and complain about things? And I know it's nature. I grumble and complain all the time, it seems like. You know, I feel like an old, grumpy old man. You know? You feel that way sometimes? I know. It's like every time you turn around, you find yourself grumbling about something. But at the same time, I have to change the way I'm thinking. I have to realize that the things that are around me and the things that are made for me is been ordained since the foundations of the world. See, God is the power of the universe is so great, it's far beyond our mind. The creation of God, can you figure out how the stars are hanging in the sky? Right there in itself goes to show you that his creation is so much greater and bigger than we are. And so we tend to fight and torment ourselves because of a lack of knowledge, because of a lack of an understanding, because of a lack of surrender, I guess you want to say. And if we could just surrender, we enter into this righteousness, and this righteousness tends to make us love where we're at. Love us and accept where we're at. And when we, as soon as we accept where we're at, that's where our breakthroughs are. That's where we get the job. You know, you're out fishing and you're all worked up. I shouldn't be fishing, I should be working. And we're missing it. We're troubled and tormented. We should just be, I'm fishing, this is ordained by God. I'm here, it's a mini vacation God gave me. I'm gonna fish my butt off, you know? And be like super happy in that time. Because we're getting robbed. We're getting robbed. I'm tired of being robbed. How many of us are tired of being robbed? Listen, You have an inspiration. You have a desire. You have a vision. You have a life. It's not here yet, right? We're doing something wrong. Because we say in our heart, it's taking forever. How many of us ever felt like things are taking forever? Even if you got laid off for 1 week, it takes forever. Even though the job's going to be there for another week, it feels like forever. Everything feels like forever. And the reason why it feels like forever is because somewhere, somehow, we're lost. And I'm going to give you an example. We're in the middle of the woods. It's dark. You can't see. There's no vision. You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And all of a sudden, you think you're there for years, months. I'll never get out of here. I'll never get out. And you didn't even know that if you took five more steps, that the road is right there. Like you just couldn't see it because the trees were real thick, you know? But the road was, boom, right there. And you knew exactly which way to go now. This is where we're at. Now, take it the other way. For some reason or another, there was a beacon light over there, and you saw the little beacon light out of the corner of your eye, and you knew, oh my God, the road is right there. How many of us ever gotten like turned around in the woods or lost or whatever, and then all of a sudden we found the light at the end of the tunnel and got really excited? Why can't we just live that way now? That blinking light, you know, out of the corner of our eye is like right there. Oh my God, we're almost there. Only a little bit more. Only a little bit longer. And then before you know it, you're out of the woods. Before you know it, you're out of that darkness. Before you know it, you're out. See, God has a special plan for you, and you know it. I want you to look real deep, and I want you to begin to start visioning your life. Everyone has a vision. Somewhere, somehow, you have a vision. You want something. Don't be so short-sighted. Look at the bigger picture. See yourself with the complete finished building. And already everything else is in there established and it's working. And you got sales up the wazooies. You know, the internet is just like beaming, banging. I mean, Tim can't package that stuff fast enough. And you got like 20 freaking car trucks down the road, up and down the road, and it's like, you know, you got people banging on your door. Can I work for you? And you got the phone ringing off the wall. Well, I got to buy 10 more trucks if you want me to fill that contract. And it's nonstop. Nonstop. Because that's who you are. The glory is in you. That's where we're at. And we need to come to that place. We need to enter into his righteousness. I truly believe the righteousness of God is where we're at and where we need to be, so that that life that he has given us will accomplish itself. But I believe that the reason why it's not really accomplishing itself is because we're not just too happy with the place that we're at right now. We're just scared and unsure of ourselves and doubt. We're just smothered and drowning in doubt and unsure, and that we lost our security. And because we lost our security, we're like panicking and giving up hope and it'll never work. And then all of a sudden, we just tend to crawl in a hole. We never reach out. We never share our dream. We never open our mouth up anymore. And next thing you know, it's like buried. I don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see that happen in any of our lives. I don't want to see it happen in my own. I don't want to see it happen in my children. I don't want to see it happen in your life. You know how a father is with their children? Oh, come on, you guys can do anything. Come on, you can do it. Can we do that to ourselves? Can we let ourselves know that it's only going to be a moment? You know, where we're at is just a moment, and whistle while we work. And if we're not working, whistle when we're not working. Oh, I missed my headband, my hairband.
I'm trying
to establish my man bun. It's getting there. You're not a man without a man bun. So, just have to have fun. We need to begin to have a real soul search. I know, I remember before my life was changed, and I had the opportunity where my business was seasonal. And every year repeated itself all the time. And I was in it for like 18 years, and every season repeated itself. I was laid all the guys off. It was time for Jim to go play. Had plenty of money in the bank. You know, went off into the mountains fishing or hunting, actually. It was that time hunting. And then the season would start up again. And I had a lot of money to begin because the contractors would give me working capital so that I had startup money. I was lost. Because when I was up in the mountains hunting, waiting, you know, to catch the animal or what have you, I'm over here freaking out. I'm lost, like I was lost in the woods. Oh my God! Oh. And I couldn't even enjoy the moment. And I knew that the glory that was already set. I mean, now I look back and I say, oh my God, the glory was already set. What am I getting all worked up for? I was so stupid back then. God, if I knew what I knew today, believe me, I would have loved to sit in those woods for the time I had and not be concerned or worried or be thinking about things that were there. Were it was meaningless. I couldn't change it. I couldn't do anything about it. And even if I planned, it never went the way I planned. And just it was just an utter mess. How many of us ever fell into those traps? Well, we're not healthy. We're sick. We're not doing anything good for us. We need to enjoy life. God gave us an eternal life. And this life is eternal, even on this earthly life. It's eternal. This earthly life is eternal. Listen, you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There wasn't anything really stopping Jesus entering his life, and there really isn't anything stopping yours other than, I want to say, sin. And the sin is just not really believing, not really laying our life down, not surrendering, not rejoicing in everything, not giving him thanks, not looking at the higher power of the universe that created us, not looking at the one who hung the stars in the sky and how majestic that is. We're missing it. We're being tormented and divided. We are sick and not even enjoying what is happening right now. Has anyone ever gone out to dinner and just was totally out there and didn't hear any of the conversation with the partner? Or forgot what the food even tasted like and you paid big dollars for the meal? I mean, there's so much that we're missing because we're just not in this right place. I want to share with the whole world out there, you know, they're striving. I've heard so many when we traveled around the world, and I want to speak to Asia and Malaysia and South Africa and India. For some strange reason, they just wanted to be in America so bad. Everyone I met, they were like, oh, you're from America? Like, it was like the greatest place. I'm like, whoa, but you're in South Africa? Oh, but you're in India? And they're like, but you're in America? Isn't it amazing how we all want to like switch places? Yeah, it's like, the grass is always greener. We all want to switch places. Wait a minute. If we knew the truth, we wouldn't want to be over there and they wouldn't want to be over here. Unless, for some reason or another, that was what was in us. You know, let's focus and desire the life that's inside of us. There is a glory that is in you that I want us to discover. I just recently started discovering some of the glory that's in me. And one of it is actually becoming a pastor, speaking messages the way I am. And I can simply groan about it. I can simply complain about it. It's easy for me to take this lifestyle that I'm talking about and hold on to it tight and love it and say, never, never let it go. And I'm not talking about the pastor part of it. I'm talking about the moaning and the groaning and the fear and the darkness and, oh, how's this ever going to work? And it's so, oh, ah. And then I can like beat myself and run around trying to do everything possible to try to do whatever I think is possible to make it work. How many of us ever been in that place? Come on, let's be surreal. Isn't that the word? Surreal. That's the new word, right? Real and what's that? Sincere? Surreal. We try to make it happen. I remember not really hearing the conviction of my own heart, and I got beat up. I look back, and I was smacked around by the hand of God, literally. Every time I turned around, it was disaster after disaster. This fell through, that broke, that crumbled, that was made wrong. Boom, 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 boom. It seemed like every time I turned around, something was wrong. To the point where I said, I quit. I quit. I can't do this anymore. All right, God. All right, you win. You win. Now I'm going to take the righteousness. I'm going to stop trying to figure out how I'm going to live. I'm going to stop figuring out. I'm going to stop figuring this out. I'm going to stop figuring that out. You win. It's not my job. It's your job. You created me. You need to be that father that takes care of the birds of the air and the flowers of the field. You need to make it happen. You need to get me the job. You need to put the 10 trucks, the 20 trucks on the road and make the phone ring off the wall. You need to be able to bring forth the vision and the artistic, creative lifestyle that you gave me and make the internet just go crazy where my husband can't pack the boxes fast enough and now we got to hire people to help him. Stop complaining now, Tim. It's unbelievable. God has a life for us. Are we murmuring? Are we complaining? Are we unhappy with who we are? Are we envy looking at others? Think about it. There's a seed that is not righteous in us. There's a like a farm that we got to rip these weeds out. We got to do some landscaping. Even though we got some good flowers growing, don't get me wrong. There's some nice plants in there that are bearing really beautiful fruit, but the weeds are choking it. There's weeds in there, thorn bushes, maybe some deep-rooted ones. We got to rip them out. We got to do some farming. We have to understand the glory that is set before us and accept where we're at right now in the moment. We have to lay ourselves down in this area and stop running around like a crazy individual in our heads or physically in our bodies, whatever it is. I know we're running around nuts. I know we are. I know it because I'm a victim. I live in a carnal body too. I have a tremendous amount of revelation, but I still am stuck in this carnal body that I have to fight every day. But I'm not going to make that as an excuse. I'm not going to make it as an excuse and say, well, I'm human. That's not the way it is. God has a beautiful, glorious life for us. Even to the point, I'm going to take Jesus as an example because he's a good example. He knew the Father. He knew the eternal life. He knew it. And I'll tell you what. If he didn't have the knowledge, I'm sure he couldn't say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm sure he couldn't have been hanging there and saying, Father, forgive them, if he didn't understand the realm. Because the glory that was set before him was far better and greater than what he could have even comprehended or even imagined. Because that's what God says. He says, I am going to do far beyond what you can comprehend or even imagine. What's holding us back? I've done some deep soul searching and I asked the Lord, show me. And he says, you got weeds in your garden. You got doubt. You have fear. You have uncertainty. But Lord, this is me talking back to him. But Lord, aren't these things common? Everybody has it, you know? I'm not Superman over here. Come on. But I'm your Father. I'm supposed to take care of you. I created you. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I gave you a life. I gave you the desires of your heart. Why would I impart in you to be a mother or not? You see? Why would I go up against what I put in you? Why would I impart in you a lie when I'm the Father of truth? Why would I put in you this vision and dream if I'm not going to bring it to pass? Why would I put it inside you if I was not going to put that to pass? My word does not come back void. So believe. Hold tight to me. Never let me go. Be grateful. Be thankful. Begin to prepare for it. Start prophesying. Yeah, this is what I got. Yeah, this is what I'm going to have. Yep, I'm going to have this and I'm going to have that. I remember when I started this one business, I had a wheelbarrow and a toolbox. And I said, no, I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have that, and I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have that. And sure enough, I had this, and I had that, and I had this, with no money. Everything I started, I had no money. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever had any money. And when I had money, I didn't have any money. Because it all went for that and this and that and that. But what I'm saying is my needs were always met. I think we need to start preparing. I think we need to begin to start preparing for what we have inside of us and begin to live that positive place. You got an extra room? Fix it up. Don't worry about the money. I used to always say that. Those that know me close, I always say, don't worry about the money. Don't worry about that. That'll come. Don't worry about the money. We need it. We get it. Don't worry about it. We'll find a way to pay for it. Don't worry about it. Just let's keep moving forward. Let's just keep moving forward. Let's just keep moving forward. How many of us are ready to keep moving forward? All right, then let's keep moving forward. Because God has given you a glory that we have not even known. It's far beyond, above and beyond what we can comprehend or even imagine. It's so bizarre. And if we're grumbling and we're not liking where we're at that moment, I'm telling you, just start being grateful. Start being grateful for that moment that you have. And then all of a sudden, he'll promote you. He won't keep you stuck. Listen to this truth. It's incredible. It's a mystery. And this mystery has been given to me to know how to get us out. How to get us moving forward and see that beaking light in the woods so that we know that there's victory. You know, there's a road there. And it's sooner, it's shorter than what you think. It's closer than what you think. It's almost like God wants to birth it. But we're not mature yet. You see? Somehow, somewhere, we're not mature. I truly believe in his realm of glory, we need to mature. And come into this place of an understanding and see things differently. God is speaking to us tonight. Those that are listening, and I know a lot of them out there are grabbing hold of what I'm saying here, and they're looking at their life and they're saying to themselves, you know what? If I continued to act the way I'm acting, I'm going to be stuck washing this floor forever. And the glory will be stripped from me. And I won't be allowed to enter in to that glory. What made Jesus the King of Glory? It wasn't what he really did. It was him just believing. And rejoicing and praying for the ones who cursed him. You know, he looked at it on the side that his cup was half full, not half empty. He was looking at things on the brighter end of it, rather on the negative end of it. Accepting the truth and accepting the fact, well, you know, maybe it's just not today, but it's going to come. Maybe it just isn't here yet, but it'll be there. I can see it. It's going to be great when it's all done. It's going to be great when it's finished. It's going to be great when we enter there. It's going to be great. Can we say that honestly in our heart? Or is it going to be a facade? How many of us ever got stuck in the facade? Putting on the happy face. But deep down inside, we're, oh, I don't know if it'll ever happen, but, you know, I guess I have to be somewhat positive about it. I'd rather have you have a sad face and be real positive inside than having a positive face and be really doubtful inside. I think we need to change. I believe God is saying to us today, if we begin to start repenting, understanding the power of glory, understanding the power that is inside of you, understand the will of God, understand how he's the master potter and he put his law inside of us. He put it inside of us. Every one of us, and those that are listening around the world, are all different. Every one of us is different. Not one of us have the same life inside of us. Your goals and your ambitions and your desires are totally different than the other person. They might be similar, but they're different. That life that's in you is special. That life that's in you is meaningful. It's perfect. And we're perfect. We got to stop looking at the negative flaws of that that life has to offer that we think is greener on the other side. If I looked at myself, I'm going to tell you right now, no way could I accept this call. No way. Do you know how many discouragements I walk into? You know how many battles I have? I share my battles so that you can understand that you're not alone. I share a tremendous amount of battles. You know how many people that said, oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'll be there. 3-4 times that week, and then the day comes. Doop. I'm going to say one thing. If you're here, you're special. You're special in God's eyes, I'll tell you that much. It has been ordained for you to hear this. It's almost like you're going to be catapulted into your realm of glory because you know why? You have received knowledge. You have received revelation. One of the things that God said that really struck me was, my children suffer and are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And if you're able to hear me now and be here now and receive this knowledge, guess what? God must really love you because he's trying to protect you and keep you from the suffering. He's trying to protect you and keep you from being destroyed. He's trying to bring you and fill you with the glory that is set before you. He's looking to fill you and set you into the glory that he created in you. That's special to me. That's like a wow. That's like when I look at you, I'm like, wow. I can't believe it. Wow. You're a wow. And you're a wow. And you're a wow. And I'm saying to myself, wow, look at all the wows. Because we wouldn't feel that way. I guarantee if we are honest with ourselves, we wouldn't feel that way. I never understood why the special ones of God are like the basket cases. That's what I call them, the basket. I'm a basket case. I am probably one of the greatest basket cases that are out there. But he loves me so much. And there's times where there's some peace in my life that I kind of look up and realize, like all of a sudden, it's like I don't have anything on my mind. I'm like totally content. I'm smelling the air. I'm hearing the birds. And all of a sudden, I'm aware, oh my God. God, where are you at? Where are you at? How come I'm having such a nice day here? Oh, please. No torment, no suffering. What's going on? Oh, please. Don't do this to me. Because I know that the love of God, he chastens us. He does this. He builds character. You know, he's building character in you. So that when those storms come, you'll be like this one. It's okay. Calm down. Everything will be all right. Listen, relax. Relax. Don't get yourself upset. Relax. But you don't understand. Relax. I can understand how he said, storms? Who's to say that there were real waves, you know? It's probably just one of those emotional storms. It's okay. Now, God's building character in you. And I want to end this message because I got the red light on. It's saying, bling, bling. It's saying, no, stop. You're talking too much. I got to end because of the CD length and all this other stuff. So stay tuned. If you want to hear more, stay tuned. But I want to end this message for us to be allow God to create character in you. Allow God to create that character for the future. Because he's building something great. And we need to be mature in it. We need to be able to handle ourselves maturely. You know, when you're patient and you wait and you finally get it, you appreciate it a lot more than if you just got it. You won't know how to handle yourself. If you just got it, you'd be like, wah! But if you were patient and you got it, you're going to make sure that you're slow, not quick to do anything. You're going to be wise and make sure you make the right decisions because you don't want to make the wrong decision and fail. God has a way of working character in us. So don't feel bad where you're at. Know that he's perfecting you. Know that he's making you into a great mom. Not just a good one, a great one. He's making you into a wonderful businesswoman. He's creating a great entity inside of you. Global. He's doing some great works inside of you. Far beyond what we can imagine. He's creating character. Let God create that character so when that does break, we can be that humble individual that is well loved. And then the popularity just off the charts. God has something great for us. Let us accept it. Let us start whistling while we work. And if we're not working, let us smell the roses and, you know, watch the water and the sunshine and just come into that happy place. But not on the outward, but on the inward. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. All right, we can hit that green light.